Birchas HaTorah starts with the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim. And really, it's the start of the 100 brachas that we say every day. Technically speaking, though, the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim should actually be said before you say Asher Yatzah, before davening. So it's possible that if a person gets up earlier to learn or gets up earlier to do other things, they make Birchas HaTorah, but they're only going to daven a bit later, you should say a bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim before the last time you say Asher Yatzah, before davening. Because we want to connect it to davening, due to the fact that it's machlokes, why we wash our hands in the morning. And we hold that in order to satisfy all opinions, we do it on the netilah, which is before davening. Truth is that the idea of washing hands is something which is clearly important to us in Yiddishkeit. We do it before meals, we do it before davening. We often do it before important occasions. The Kohanim do it before they duchen. And this was one of the first things that the Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash every morning. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And it's an important thing to realize. Just like the Kohanim wash their hands every day in the Beis HaMikdash, so too we who are members of the Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, we are meant to be priests to humanity. We wash our hands every morning. We make a bracha on washing our hands every morning. We're a Bria Chadasha. We're new, fresh. Chadashim livkarim rabba menasecha. In the morning, our strength of our body and our soul is refreshed. We're like a being emerged, newly born from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. So what are we doing? We'll make brachas for the rejuvenation of our physical powers. We'll make an Asher Yatzah. We'll make a bracha of the rejuvenation of our spiritual powers and Elokei Neshama. But before that, we dedicate our entire being to our Avedas Hashem. Netilas Yadayim. What does Netila mean? Netila is a lashon to lift up. To lift up the hands. If you see the Magen Avraham points out, what does Netilas Yadayim mean? We're elevating the hands. What do our hands do? Our hands, as Rav Hirsch mentions, they extend out of us. They're the part of us that interacts with the physical world. They're the clay hamas. We do stuff with our hands, our handiwork. Maase Yadayim. The hands are the means through which we interact with the world around us. We extend beyond ourselves. Well, we make and we build and we plant. We create with our hands. But in order to engage in the physical world as Jews, we have to lift up and elevate those hands. The washing of our hands is symbolic preparation for the entire day, to elevate everything physical. Netilas Yadayim, lift up your hands. Reminds us of Nesias Kapayim, where the Kohanim lift up their hands to bless us. Raising up our hands means to elevate the physical world. And that's how we prepare for our day, and that's how we prepare to daven, as the Pasuk tells us, Hikayin likras alekecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to face Hashem. And we do it in two ways. We prepare ourselves to face Hashem in our tefillah, and we prepare ourselves to face Hashem throughout the day after we finished our davening. To go throughout our day elevating ourselves with a higher sense of purpose, with a higher sense of integrity. These hands that are going to go and build throughout the day are hands that have been washed, the hands that have been purified. That's what it means to live as a Jew throughout the day, allowing our tefillahs and our hashkafas to permeate all of our actions.